Turkish demonstrators took to the streets of Istanbul to protest against the deployment of NATO's Patriot missiles to Turkey's 900-kilometer border with Syria. The missiles, which Turkey claims are only for defense purposes against what it calls a possible Syrian attack, have caused much public outrage.
America is trying to wage another war in the region. They started with Syria and now their eyes are on Turkey.
Waves of protests have taken place since the decision by NATO in November to send the missile batteries from the U.S., Germany and the Netherlands, along with over 1,000 soldiers. Carrying pictures of the U.S. president and Turkish prime minister, the protesters chanted anti-U.S. and anti-government slogans. They also called for an end to what they called imperialist powers.
We want the imperialistic governments to hear our voices, that we know that you are trying to create a war in the region. The deployment of the Patriot missiles is only in the interest of Israel and America. They are not for the protection of the Turkish people.
Another protest was also held at the same time in Turkey's southern Hatay province. A protest was also supposed to be held in the city of Gaziantep. However, the government banned the protest. This is not the first protest that has been banned in cities in the border region, as previous protests resulted in police using brute force on many of the protesters.
I'm against the presence of the Patriot missiles because they are aimed at killing people. America is after destroying the region we live in. I'm sure these missiles will lead to the death of many innocent women and children.
The first batch of the Patriot missile batteries is expected to arrive in Turkey's Iskenderun port on Monday. Many regional figures, including the Iranian Army Chief of Staff, have warned that the missiles will lead to a large-scale conflict. Despite a heavy police presence, protesters still came out to demand their government put an end to the deployment of NATO missiles to Turkey's borders. They say the missiles will only result to war and only benefit Israel and the United States. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.